room.
Hello.
Hey, can I speak to Miguel, please?
Me speaking.
Hey, Miguel, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. I was actually just looking to follow up with you here. It looks like we mailed you through direct mail a finance offer. We had you pre-approved for about $250,000. Are you looking to take on any new trucks here sometime in the near future, or anything where you might need some financing?
Well, I was going to buy another truck, but the business kind of, you know, the pipeline business kind of slowed down over here in Southeast Texas.
Yeah, I've noticed that. A lot of the guys in the trucking industry are kind of stocking up now towards the end of the summer, so we're trying to reach out to you guys. How far did you go with that truck? Did you end up getting an offer for it, or?
With what truck?
You said you were almost going to buy another truck?
Yeah, I was almost going to buy another one. I was going to buy it from Freightliner in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you just... Because things are slowing... Oh, yeah? Because things are slowing down there, huh?
I had to put a stop on it, yes.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Well, if you change your mind, if you guys were looking to take on something like that here in the near future, I could leave you with some contact information. You could feel free to reach out to us. We're pretty competitive in the field here. We do a lot of stuff for the trucking industry.
I would be delighted, you know... As soon as we start picking up the guys, you know, once you start hearing rumors about work coming over to Texas, because work is having to come to Texas.
I got you. Yeah, and you never know. Those things kind of change on a regular basis. So, yeah, I guess we'll see how that goes. What's a good email address for you, Miguel?
Trevino61M.
61M?
At gmail.com.
I got you. Is it M like Mary or N like Nancy?
M like Mary.
Gotcha. @gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, Miguel. I'll go ahead and shoot you an info here. Just some of my contact information, a little bit of background on us. And, yeah, I'll circle back and kind of see how the industry is going. See if we can definitely throw our hat in the ring and help you out.
I'm thinking about and another business transporting containers, you know, them totes.
Right.
I got a Mexican company out of Monterrey, Mexico that is going to start bringing some over here. They're fixing to open up a branch here in Beaumont, Texas.
Nice.
And if that comes through, I'm going to need a couple of small trucks and 53-foot trailers, you know.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I would definitely take a look. That's a good catch for you there. They're moving from Monterrey, Mexico, you said?
Monterrey, Mexico, but the trucks cannot go into Mexico. They can only go as far as the borderline.
That's right, and then they need somebody else to go from that point on and carry their containers. Okay.
Yeah, you'll have to have a NAFTA and all of them goodies, you know, and the Mexican coast, to get a permission for an American truck, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, definitely. I got you. But hey, if you beat everybody else to the game, looks like you could win that contract there. Not a bad idea.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Sounds good, Miguel. I'll definitely shoot you over that info, and we'll stay in touch, see if we can help you out, grab those trucks. We'll be fingers crossed for you here.
Yes, sir. If it happens, like I say, I will be delighted to give you a shot.
Sure, absolutely. And we'll get as competitive as we need to. We'll definitely see how it goes. All right, Miguel, I'll let you get back to it here. I'll go ahead and shoot you that email, and I'll swing back in a couple of weeks, see how things are going.
All right.
All right, have a good rest of your day, Miguel.
Thank you. Bye. Yes, sir.
Bye.